just a baby. Before I could speak, I would line up all my letter blocks alphabetically. Now it's my vocation and my passion to assign every decimal numbered shelf to every decimal numbered spine.
Good morning and welcome to the Library Show. My name is Brooke Schaefer, and I'm your host this week, although I am joined by someone I'm often joined by, my co-host. Carrie Sagal is in the studio with me today, and I'm pre-recording with our guest, Rowan Goff.
Hi.
Hi, Rowan. Thanks for joining us today, coming in and talking about books.
You're welcome.
We invited you because you are a voracious reader. You're always reading something, probably more than one thing, and so it would be nice if we could hear what you've been reading and maybe give some other young readers some ideas of books to read. So first, before we talk about what you're reading, I kind of want to introduce people to you. How old are you, Rowan?
Gonna be 13 on May 9th.
Okay, and I'm curious a little bit about how you got started reading, if you can remember. Like, have you always been a big reader?
No, not really. I think it was because I read a book that I think Connor had. It was about baby cheetahs or something like that. And then I found it interesting, so I went to the library to look for more. And I'm not sure what I read after that, but then I started going to the library more often.
So the library was key for you to figure out.
Yes.
Do you know how old you were when you started reading books about cheetahs?
No, I don't. It's like a couple, 3 or 4 years ago.
Okay. And then from there, you just took off to reading, because books about cheetahs, that was probably nonfiction. Did you switch over?
Yeah, that was nonfiction. Then I switched over to fiction.
Okay.
And I like fiction a lot.
What was the first one you switched over to, if you recall?
Oh, I don't know.
Was it a book about animals, though, if you were reading about cheetahs? I wonder if you...
I don't know. I can't remember. I mean, I've read a lot of fiction books, dragons, the magic, stuff like that, but
okay.
I can't remember.
No, that's quite all right.
Afterward.
It's been a little while, maybe, but it sounds like perhaps you kind of like the fantasy genre. Is that what you would
fantasy,
call it?
Fantasy, fiction. Yeah, that's what I like.
Okay.
Magic, dragons, mystical creatures. Yeah.
That leads me to wonder if you read the C.S. Lewis series, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe.
I read that book. And then, like, maybe a couple others, but I never read the entire series starting from the beginning to the end. It's just, like, skipped over some books. Because it didn't seem to stick around in the same story to me. It just went from The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe to the rest of them. I think I read the ending book. Yeah, and I definitely read The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, but I didn't read them enough to remember them really well.
So for whatever reason, those particular books didn't kind of capture your attention.
No.
You decided not to go the whole way through. Yeah. But usually for you, you read a whole series, is my understanding.
Mm-hmm. I get the first book or sometimes the middle book, whichever book I can get at the time, if it's real good. Then I just read from there. Sometimes if they don't have the little book at the library, I'll skip over that book and read the next book afterward, just because.
And then do you go back usually and start?
Sometimes, like with this Tapestry series, I skipped over The Fiend in the Forge, the third book, and I didn't go back until I read the fourth book because I realized I had missed something important and I wanted to read that. So then I went back and read it. Checked it out and read it.
Why don't you tell us about this Tapestry series? You just held up the book. The book you are holding there is the book one from the series?
Yeah, it's book one, The Hound of Rowan.
And did you choose it because of the name? Yeah. It's got your name in it?
Yeah, I was just like, oh, it's got my name in it. I'll read it.
And
check it out.
What did you think? What is this series about?
Oh, a student named Max McDaniels. I don't know how to explain it. I mean, the thing at the writing right here.
What does it say for it? Do you want to read it?
It says, from an ordinary student to a legendary hero.
Okay, so it's about a student.
Yeah.
And something shifts for him. He's like an elementary age school.
He can use magic. And so the beginning of the story, he meets up with someone. Well, he finds a tapestry in a museum. and then he gets a strange letter, and then a visitor comes by who isn't who she seems. She's like a bad guy, and then another person who was the person who was actually supposed to come by comes by, but that's after the person, the unintentional visitor left. I can't remember how exactly she left. I think she might have fallen out a window. I'd have to read that. And let's see. So there were a few tests, and then he got a choice whether or not to go to the school or the academy, I guess.
So these visitors invite this student to an academy. Okay.
Yeah. Rowan Academy or school.
Do you think the book was influenced by the Harry Potter series at all?
I don't know. I mean, there's a mansion, but it doesn't seem quite like the Harry Potter series.
But do the students take classes?
Yeah, they take classes. I mean, there's not a whole lot about that. But yeah, they take classes, magic classes, and
is there, like, in that Harry Potter series, an enemy that the main character gets at school that sticks with him throughout the series?
Well, he's got, like, a rival or something that he doesn't like, and then there's like, the Vies, which are, I guess, they're like hounds, but they walk on two legs.
Ooh.
Can't know exactly how to describe them.
Sounds kind of creepy.
It sounds a little bit like werewolves to me, but yeah, it definitely sounds a lot like werewolves. Because if they, like, scratch or bite you, I think, what it seems like is you turn into one, like, if it's not treated soon. So the overall story, I guess the overall bad guy would be Astroth, but in this book, the Vies and someone long dead but not dead, I can't remember his name right now, he's searching for Astroth, who was imprisoned in a painting. So paintings have been stolen throughout, like, museums, famous paintings. So at the end, don't really want to spoil the end.
Don't tell us the ending.
Can I ask a question about the painting? So they're stolen. Are they stolen for the purposes of imprisoning people? Are there more than one prisoner?
No, they're stolen because Astroth is imprisoned in one of them, and they don't know which one.
I just see
a famous painting.
Is he visible in the painting? And maybe you'll have to give too much away, but is Astroth visible in the painting? Is that one clue that they can know?
No, he's not visible in it. I think it was a painting of, like, a President Abraham or something. And they have to use, like, this potion or whatever to, like, and paint it on the painting so he can come out of it and, like, be free and wreck the entire world or create it anew.
Which the bad guys always want to do, wreck the entire world.
It wasn't exactly wrecking, it's just... he considers it something like, Astroth considers it something like, I don't know exactly how to put it, but, demons would rule, but the world or the areas, but he's bringing back, like, other life, like tree spirits or stuff like that.
So he wants to change the way the world.
He wants to change the world. And in the second book, after the main characters find the Book of Thoth, he steals it, and that's what he uses to, like, change the world, like changing history and stuff like that. So that's what they do.
So this bad character then stays throughout the whole,
throughout the series. And in, like, The Fiend in the Forge, the third book, he is, like, partially destroyed by one of the main characters, but not quite. He's just not quite as strong. And there's another guy, I can't remember his name, but he he's like the demon king or whatever, and he's got seven heads and seven crowns, and he's in the fourth book. And then he gets, like, cast away in the fourth book. And there's supposed to be a fifth book, but it hasn't come out in hardcover or paperback. It's just on, like, online and, like, one of those websites where you can, like, buy it and then read it on a Kindle or whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And since I don't have either of those, I can't read it, so...
Is it going to be coming out in paperback?
I don't know. Okay. I really don't know.
That'd be kind of a shame. We should try and
find out. It didn't really quite leave in a cliffhanger, so I'm okay with the ending for now. It just bugs me to know that there's another one coming, and I haven't been able to read it.
Sure.
But I'm okay with the ending, so it's not, like, bugging me a whole lot, and I've got plenty of other books to read and reread if they're good enough.
Before we move on to your next book, I am curious by what Carrie brought up about maybe a little bit of similarity between this particular series and the Harry Potter series. Have you read Harry Potter?
Yes, I have all the books, actually.
So would you potentially recommend this for someone who's looking for a book kind of about sort of similar to Harry Potter, like students and magic? Like, is this kind of a someone who's interested in those topics might find this book?
It's Harry Potter-ish. I mean, okay. There's no real wands. You just use their hands, and wands and staves are like other powerful items are a little too powerful or stuff. And there is, like, a big building, and the rooms are, like, I don't know what the phrase was, but that once you walk into them, you have to close your eyes and count to wait till the dizzying feeling stops and count to, like, 10 afterward, and then open your eyes, and it's a totally different room. Mm. Sometimes... It's old magic, so they don't choose, the teachers don't choose what the rooms look like. It just varies. One of them, one of the teachers said that one of his classmates got, like, a chicken coop or something. So don't complain.
So what else do you have in front of you there, Rowan? Which book would you like to look at next, talk about next?
No,
so many choices.
Which one do you think?
Let's see. Well, let's talk about this one.
I kind of want to save this one for
the last. Okay.
Because I want to read something from this.
Okay. We'll hold off on that one. Yeah.
Spirit Animal series. Mm-hmm. Well, there are seven books in this Spirit Animal series. And then afterward, there's like a series that comes after this with the same characters. And so it's like book one in Spirit Animals Fall of the Beasts. I think that's what it's called. And it has four books, but it's basically book eight in this series.
Okay.
It's just because it's got the same characters, but just a different plot line and overall bad guy.
So what's the premise of this world that the characters live in? What's going on there?
Oh, the premise? What do you mean by premise?
What's the idea about the world? What does the world look like?
What the world looks like? There's a map here, but I guess no one else can see it.
That's right. So I guess you could describe it, or maybe you could explain what these characters are. Is this happening, taking place on Earth? Is this taking place in some
seems to be
made
taking
up land?
Place in a made-up place.
Okay.
Erdas.
And are the characters human, or are
they? Yeah, they're
they...
human. They're four main characters that switch out between chapters, it seems. Like, you'll get the thoughts of one character, and then in the next chapter, you'll get the thoughts of another character. And this book, the four characters is Roland, Melon, Connor. It's not spelled the way my brother's name is. And I forgot the name of...
Can I ask a question? Why are there animals on the front cover?
Oh, the four animals are spirit animals. They used to be great beasts, which there are 12, I think. The four of them, the wolf is Brigand. The leopard is... let me look. It says it for each chapter. It says the name of them each chapter. And tell me how to pronounce that.
I think you can just guess. Uraza?
I think it's Urza or Uraza.
Is that the bear? Urza.
It's the leopard.
The leopard.
The panda bear is G. And the the Gyre Falcon is for the
well,
name.
Well, you're flipping through. I seem to remember when this series first came out that you would go online and find out what spirit animal you were. Do you remember anything like that, where there was an online component to this book?
Well, there's a game for it. There's the spirit animals game for it, where you can, like, choose a spirit animal and create your own avatar and then go about. I mean, you can be social and there's other people playing, or you can, like, stay in your own little thing where you can see the other people, but you can't really talk to them or communicate.
So you could enter this world, it sounds like.
Yeah.
You can read about it, but then there's also an online
version. Yeah, you can go on quests, and that's how you explore the world, and then get items and change your armor, and then there's the overall quest. And, yeah.
So maybe I would be curious if you could explain what spirit animals are. So spirit animals are characters, but what are they exactly? They're animals?
Well, spirit animals are animals, like animal spirits that are summoned on like on your 11th birthday by taking like the nectar of Nanani, I think that's how you pronounce it, the swan, the great beast swan. I think that's what she is. And I mean the bond can happen naturally without the nectar, but there's a chance of like bonding illness where it's like bad for both the spirit animal and the human that summoned it. And the spirit animals are like, yeah, the animals you summon, and they're your partner throughout your life, I guess, unless if they're killed. And it's, I think it was explained that it's like worse than losing a limb if it's killed.
Now, are those main characters on a quest? Overall, is there some evilness they're fighting?
Yes, the four main characters with their great beast spirit animals, which aren't quite as big as they used to be because they were killed in battle, and then they came back as spirit animals summoned by these four. Yeah, there's the overall bad guy, which is the Devourer.
Sounds like a bad guy.
Yeah, and then there's the two great beasts that are bad, Kovu and Girthon.
What kind of animals are they?
A snake and ape of some sort, or gorilla.
Sounds like the
that.
Jungle Book.
maybe. It's a black one, I think.
A black ape?
I imagine it's a black one, so that's what I consider it. And they're real big, so, since they're great beasts. But there's, like, this thing called the bile, and that if you take it, you can summon your spirit animal, and it can even force a summon. So, like, if the nectar didn't work, if you take the bile, you can summon a spirit animal forcefully, and then you can have complete control over the spirit animal. And the spirit animal doesn't really have a say in what it does.
Doesn't sound like a good situation.
No, it's made by the bad guys.
Oh, okay.
And it's Girthon's venom.
So normally the spirit animal is helping the human to do some task, whatever it might
be. Yeah.
Okay.
The spirit animal can, like, rebel, I guess. But you can also have your spirit animal, when you get enough of a bond, you can, like, summon it into tattoo form on somewhere on your body.
Mm-hmm.
And you can force that if you take the bile. But the bile is Girthon's venom. So if you take it, Girthon can control you.
Doesn't sound like a good situation
at
all.
No, it's not good.
Yeah. Do you by any chance know what your spirit animal is? Did you go and find out?
Well, it's not really a quiz to get your spirit animal. You can, like, choose what yours is. And I chose a fox for my first one.
Okay.
And then I chose a tiger. And then after, like, the second series came out, I could choose what other, for more of a range. I mean, you can get a penguin, but after the second series came out, you could choose between, like, different types of penguins or different types of
foxes,
dogs.
Okay.
And, like, huskies and different types of cats. And I chose a panther, and that's what I started playing with after. Because I got stuck in this one quest. They came up with new quests for the second series, and I got stuck on this one, and I went on with my other one, And I was able to get past that quest with my other one, so I just continued with my other one with the panther. But I kept my avatar's look the same, just because I liked it. I changed the names, but yeah.
Didn't change the appearance.
No.
So, and then if you want to read the books, there are eight of them, it sounds like, although you'll follow different characters.
No, the characters are all the same throughout. There's this first series that is the seventh series book, and then there's four books afterward that haven't come out, two have come out, and you're following the same characters, but for the different series, it's just a different plot line. Like in the end of this series, the seven-book series, they defeat the Devourer, but in the second one, there's like another one called the Worm or whatever. It's spelled like W-Y, that type of worm.
So there's a new evil to defeat, to deal with. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm not going to ask Carrie Sagal what her spirit animal is, even though I'm curious, but I think that we'll have to save that for a different show. Instead, we should move to your next book there, Rowan.
I suppose we can do The Red Pyramid.
And who's the author on that one? I'm trying to remember.
Rick Riordan.
Oh, so it is. He's got so many.
Yeah,
series.
It's adapted by Orpheus Collar.
So that's a graphic version there that you have.
Yes, it's a graphic version. It's the Cain Chronicles.
Have you read that graphic novel yet?
Yes, I read it. I bought it, and I checked out the other books that aren't a graphic novel and read those. It's been a while since I read them, so I don't know exactly how it ended. I just know the good guys won for the most part.
And now you're rereading it, but as a graphic novel form.
I read the graphic novel, then I checked out the other ones that weren't graphic novels, and now I just like reread some of the parts in the graphic novel.
Do you prefer the graphic novel to the original, or are they so different?
I never read this book before it was a graphic novel, so all I've read for this book is the graphic one, so I don't know anything. I mean, I know it's a graphic novel, so it might, since it's much shorter than the actual book, they probably cut out parts. But
I ask you a question about it? I'm looking at the cover, and I know Rick Riordan had his first series based on Greek gods, and that title is The Red Pyramid. Is it a shift to Egypt?
Yes, it's Egyptian gods in this one, in this series, Cain Chronicles.
And what's the series you're referring to, Carrie?
I'm going to let Rowan answer because the name's not coming right to the top. What's his first series? Where Camp Half-Blood.
Oh, the Percy Jackson series?
Jackson series.
First book I have here, right?
And you've read that one as well.
Yep, I've read the entire series of that one, and then there's the Heroes of the Olympus series. I have a book of that, but that's like the third book, and I didn't have enough room in my book bag to carry it.
Well, tell us about this, the one that you did pull up, The Red Pyramid. So this is the graphic novel version.
Well, yeah, there's the two main characters, Sadie Kane and Carter Kane. Their father tried and did unleash, their mother's dead. Their father tried and did unleash, like, the Greek god. Wait, no, not the Greek god, the Egyptian god, Horus, it's like
Horus.
Horus, yeah, the god of dead, the death god, god of the dead. And accidentally he unleashed the rest of them, like all five of them, that were like the five main Egyptian gods, I guess.
And what's the problem with that?
He unleashed Set, which is like the bad Egyptian god and fiery dude.
Some nice characters, but some of the gods are pretty bad. And
well,
so there's
one
this
of them,
evil unleashed.
He didn't used to be bad. He didn't used to be bad. Okay. I'm not sure how to put that, but you get what I mean. But then he, like, turned bad afterward, and so he's, like, bad now.
He made a choice to kind of do evil or something like that?
Yeah, from, like, he was angry with the gods, other gods.
Are the main characters aware of these evil gods, or is everyone in the world aware because bad things are happening in the world?
Well, the main characters are aware because they saw their dad unleash the guys. Well, they didn't. They only saw the fiery dude, this set.
Rowan is now showing Carrie and I a picture of
a very fiery dude.
Yeah, I think she described it perfectly, a fiery dude.
Yeah, and then he kind of looks like he has bunny rabbit ears and like the other ones.
Oh, interesting.
Here, like farther along.
Not quite as scary when he has bunny rabbit ears, I imagine.
Well, he's actually a little more scary.
Oh.
How do I? Let's see.
At the end of that book, is there a resolution, or does it depend on
further
books for the story?
Well, this is like the best I can get for the dude with the bunny rabbit ears, which is still set.
Yeah, he's pretty big and looking pretty gnarly. I think he's supposed to be still terrifying.
Yep, definitely. Yeah. And then the two main characters are like playing host to the god Isis and Auris, or the other one.
In their bodies?
Well, they're like in the amulets, but yeah, like in their bodies as well. But
so the gods
they're not
are living...
possessed, but they're like playing a little host to it, and they can like call on their power and talk to them in their heads or whatnot. So, and they have like their cat. They have their like cat god. I can't remember her name. I think it's, let's see. Let me find. Bast or Beast. Bast. Cat god.
So, are you going to continue on with this series?
Because
does the book kind of come to a conclusion at the end of the book, or do you think you have to continue on to figure out what's going to the resolution?
Yeah, the end is like an ending that can be an ending, but then there's the series afterward because you haven't defeated the entire evil yet.
So there's more to come if you want.
You can read the rest.
Continue reading. Yeah.
Of the series.
We don't have actually all that much time left, and I know that there's one book in particular you brought along that you were planning to read from.
Yeah,
so
I don't know which chapter.
Maybe you can start looking through to find the section you want to read while you think.
Yeah, it's the Magnus Chase book.
Okay.
The Magnus Chase and Gods of Asgard series.
And this is also by Rick Riordan.
Mm-hmm.
And just tell us a little bit of what this book is about, this series is about.
Well, there's Magnus, rhymes with swagness. He says that in the book. I might want to read that chapter. I think that's what I might read.
You know, I kind of get drawn in by the beginning. Would you mind just opening up to chapter one, and we'll see if this is a book that would draw me in?
Oh, sure. Well, there are 72 chapters, and then the epilogue, and then the glossary. And this chapter one is called Good Morning, You're Going to Die.
Oh, that's a good chapter name. I'm
because
hooked
in
already.
This book, he's going to die, and then he comes back as Inheriu. I think that's singular. And Harry Yar is plural.
I'm going to suggest you read just the first sentence, actually. We're just running out of time. Could you read the first sentence, Rowan?
First sentence.
Yeah, short and sweet.
I know. And that's the first sentence.
Oh,
very good.
Very short.
I'm afraid that hopefully that will pique the curiosity of listeners because we can't continue on. This half an hour went by very quickly. I thought it would. Thank you, Rowan Goff, for coming in and talking with us about some of the many books and series that you read. It was great chatting with you.
Yep, great talking to you too.
Thanks. And thanks, Carrie, for co-hosting with me.
Yes.
And you're listening to Raven Radio KCAW Sitka, the library show. Tune in next week for another show.